This is the Monicast, all about open source marketing automation with Montic. And here is your host, Eki Gamble.
And we are back. We're back. Welcome back, Leon. Hi.
Hi there. It's been a while, quite a while.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for another episode of the Motorcast. We have a lot of ground to cover.
Yeah.
And traditionally, we start with Motic releases. And in this case, we have to look at four different releases in parallel. That's
just an indicator of how long we didn't sit here and record.
It's more like the times that we are in, because we're looking at Motic 7 all the way through Motic 4.
Yeah.
For a reason, and that has nothing to do with you and me. So Motic 7 Alpha has been released. It's actually not even very fresh anymore. So next version coming up.
Yeah.
Motic 7 Alpha. Then we have 6.04 as being the latest and greatest. Remember that for Motic 6, there are no minor releases. There's never going to be a 6.1. However, there's going to be bug fix and security releases for the version 6. In version 5, we are in the same situation. No, there's no feature releases.
No feature, only
bug fixes.
Bug fix security.
Okay. Yeah. So 5.27 is a feature, a bug fix release. 5.26 was a security release. So make sure to have at least that number. In my mind, version 5 is still bread and butter these days.
Yeah, I think so.
And we're going to discuss that later in a second, and it's good that way. If you're still on Motic 4, your latest version that you should be on is 4.4.15, which is an ELTS release, an extended long-term support release, which is actually not for free. So if you are still on 4 and if you have any personal data on your Motic, which is not uncommon, I guess, you should be covered with security patches. And if you don't have the ELTS yet, go there, do it now. Quick refresh, how does it work? You have to pay a one-time fee for the entire year of 2025. For 2026, it's going to be the same thing. And after that, that's really it. By then, you should be at least on Motic 5, but maybe on Motic 7. Yeah. Okay, there's going to be some links in the show notes, like we always do, but four versions in parallel. And of course, the reason for that, as I said, is the transition that we're in. So we have had Motic 4 forever and Motic 5 for quite a while. And now we're trying to catch up with the underlying infrastructure, so basically with Symfony, and also to adjust our own release cycle to the release cycle of the underlying software stacks. In order to get there, we need to really hurry. And so we decided not to do all in one, but to do a little triple step. That's called Motic 6, which goes to the related Symfony version, and then really soon the step to Motic 7. And then we actually caught up and are on a pretty relaxed cycle.
Yeah.
So that was a tough call, I admit, because for now people have to make this choice. Do I go from 5 to 6 or directly from 5 to 7? And plugin developers have to provide the version 6 release and the version 7 release and so on. But in the end, it's going to be a fantastic thing, because once we are on 7, then we are on a very, very long-term cycle with a long release spans, like 5 to 7 years or something, I think. Not so sure, but it's really, really nice. And the other thing is, there's still going to be like 7.1, 7.2, but at a point we stop changing and changing. And that's what we call the long-term release then.
Yeah.
So when you are on 7 LTS, then that means you will have secure or bug fixes and security fixes for a really long time, but no changes in the UI, no changes in the features, at least not from the core. So you don't have to adjust your things and you retrain your users and then fix new bugs, etc. But you are just in a very, very stable and convenient situation.
As it should be for long-term versions.
Yeah. But I mean, we've talked about it for a while and we've pondered the options, and I'm very excited that we're finally getting there.
Yeah, it's been a way or two.
Yeah. Let's talk about Modic 7 at least a bit.
Yeah, Modic 7. I mean, the alpha is released. I'm really looking forward for the... I think the release candidate should be next.
Beta
than the release candidate. And I think a lot of the improvements that currently are being worked on, or at least some of them, are sourced in the quality sprint that we had in Prague, like 3-4 weeks ago from this day, where a lot of humans from the community came together, people who are, I'd say, familiar faces, and some newer ones. And then we talked about how we can make our product better for newer users. And I think it was quite a success. It was one of the best and most productive sprints we had yet.
Yeah, totally. And it was really different from other sprints. Normally, when we do a community sprint or a Modic sprint, which is always community, then people come from all the teams, like marketing, education, etc., you name it, and do their things. And this time it was like everybody together just focused on a single thing. And that is, it was called the quality, the product quality, but it was really about user experience, not only new users, but for everybody, really. It's not like internal quality. All that is important too, but user experience,
right? Yeah.
Getting rid of nasty bugs, making things more streamlined, improving the process of usage,
making things easier to understand, reducing more shiny
maybe.
Yeah.
No, it was not about design, only usability. I would very much agree. It was fantastic spirit, and it's always good to come together and do something in the end really, really, really productive.
Yeah. Do you have a highlight from the sprint?
In terms of Mautic or in terms of socializing?
Yes.
Well, it's very obvious that we had some very major things decided there, with the conceptual groundwork, but also decision there. And then the two elephants in the room there are emails and forms.
Indeed, yeah.
Where everybody new to Mautic has to get used to, do you need a campaign form or a standalone form? Do you want to send a segment email or a campaign email?
Yeah.
And guess what? None of those questions are ever going to be back for you. So going forward from Mautic 7, there is no such distinction anymore. We just do a form. We just do an email. And I think that is just two examples of rethinking things, working hard, thinking hard to make things easy and seemingly straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it should be. Yeah.
Also really, really looking forward to the changes.
Yeah. There are other things in Mautic 7 like the campaign library, stuff like that. So I would think next episode we focus entirely on Mautic 7.
Yeah, I think so too. Should be a good idea.
Yeah. And if there's ever... when the next sprint is going to be there, I would just kind of hardly recommend... I can just full-heartedly... What is this in English? Whatever. I can totally recommend everybody to be there. We had, as you said, Leon, we had some new faces there. And I think... for them, it was very impressive to have direct access to everybody, but also to experience this friendliness in the community and how easy it is to be a part of it all, to learn. There were people who had hardly ever touched Mautic, and they were still part of that
experience. They were very, very valuable contributions.
Yeah, that too.
Had access to their view on Modic without years of prior experience, which was really helpful in our decisions. Yeah. Mm.
Okie dokie. That's it for the core, I would think. There's some other thing that we just cannot avoid, and that's artificial intelligence.
Indeed.
It's left and right. One thing that happened is that the Modic community published their manifesto.
Mm.
So in the Modic Council, we had this little push to say, hey, let's do some groundwork, let's push it, position ourselves.
Yeah.
And you can read that, and like always, link in the show note.
Well,
it is really just the cornerstones, whereas AI-based features is something that's happening a lot in the agencies these days. And when you say UI-based features, it can be things in the Modic user interface. So mm-hmm. I can, whatever, create an email or improve or translate or whatever, or do other things where content is being generated. It is, of course, other assistance for integrators like you and me, like here's a problem, please help me solving it, or I need a query, or I need this or that.
Yeah.
There's no day without 10 interactions with the AI. But also for developers, it is a totally different game than it was like half a year ago. And I'm not talking about vibe coding, where I say, hey, Dumbo, I need this, this and that feature, please give me the plugin. It's more, Thomas always likes to call it AI-supported engineering.
Yeah, indeed.
There is a thing called Context 7. If you're a developer and have not heard of that, that's worth checking it out. So that's basically collections of documentation for a lot of open source systems like Modic, including Modic.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just point the LLM there and say, okay, hey, I want this and that, and please find all the relevant information there. That's really pretty cool.
It is.
And if you connect that to whatever cloud or whatever you use, the workflows keep changing, keep improving every month. There's a new thing, but it's exciting, and it's not a hoax. It's really total game changer. But in the end, the user facing things like assistance for the editor, but also like agent type capabilities of Modic, which can of course also involve machine learning, but a lot of AI as well. There's so many things going on, and little behind the scenes here over here, and with our team, we from time to time we do a little offsite where we go somewhere else for 2 days and discuss something or work on something. And our next offsite is in November, and that will be totally on AI and features that we think would be cool in Modic. If you have any input for us,
feel free.
Everything's welcome.
Yeah, and maybe there will be an episode after November where we'll talk about, give a little sneak peek about the results.
Well,
talking about results.
Oh.
When we talk about AI, we have a name in the community that we cannot ignore when it comes to emails, and this is Ricardo, who has an open tool where you can create your own MGML themes from scratch, just giving it a prompt. It's AI based, so you prompt what you want to have for a theme, and that gets created, which is a pretty cool example on how Modic and the AI can sort of work together, and how you can do some work with that.
Mm. Yeah, it's more like proof of concept at this point, I guess. But it's pretty nice. You just tell it, okay, I need a newsletter type of email or announcement, and more technology or more sports or whatever. And then here is my 7 points that I want to bring across, and it's giving you not only the words but also the complete MGML and preview of that.
This is pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't always look good, but maybe it's a good starting point. Yeah.
But also Ricardo, I think, was pretty active in the community last couple weeks, month, and even more. he also has a lot of free email templates, which are designed in a more stable way than AI. Probably, I'd say.
They're actually good looking.
They're pretty good looking, and they're free, and it's pretty cool. I think he asked for input and was inspired by the community. Mm-hmm. Was actively asking, hey, what do you guys, do people need, want, and have? And now he has a couple of them released, and I think they're pretty good looking.
Yep, he did have some free templates before, and now we have even more, and he's taking more input. So, yeah, that's Ricardo, I think. Oh, no, we have more Ricardo.
More Ricardo.
Yeah. And one thing that's not so frequently heard of is accessibility in emails.
Mm-hmm.
So helping handicapped people receiving and understanding the content of emails. And of course, that's just the same as web accessibility. Or it's not technically the same, but it's the same approach. But hardly anybody really knows the details. And so Ricardo sat down and compiled the details, had a nice blog post, and also a little tool, a little accessibility checker for emails.
Oh, cool.
And specifically for MGmail emails. So if you are sending emails but not 100% familiar with accessibility, there you go. And like always, links are in the show notes.
Yeah, pretty cool. I didn't know that there was a checker for that. That's nice.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Coming over to the next category of plugins, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a really featurey this now.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a new one from Fire Multimedia. It's a multi-capture plugin which supports Google Recapture, HCapture, and I think Cloudflare Turnstile, which is pretty cool and now available, but I don't think there's official support for Mautic 5.
No, the point is they have it for Mautic 6. They like hint it does work in Mautic 5, but they tell you don't ask for support for Mautic 5 because it's going to go into trash.
Okay.
There's a reason for that, but yeah, just go to Mautic 6 and there you go. Yeah, next up is yet another Shopify plugin.
Mm.
There are, I think, two, and now there's a new one by Wise Gorilla. And that's actually fresh start, not like taking one and trying to improve it. It has a little bit of different approaches. It also claims to be pretty stable. So if you are a Shopify person, you may want to take a look there.
Yeah. And if you're using multi-factor authentication,
or if you would like to,
there's also a new plugin from Mike. It's called Mailertizer.
No, that's a company.
Oh, it's a company, okay. From Mailertizer, with also a very nice written tutorial on how to use this, how to set it up. Links to that in the show notes.
Yeah, there is this old legacy Google Authenticator plugin.
Yeah, or I remember, yeah.
Yeah, well, it does work, but it's pretty limited. So here's a fresh one.
Cool.
Yeah. And then the folks at XGeeks, I'm not sure who that is really, but xgeeksweb.com, they took some groundwork from Kismani and extended that a little bit and published a plugin that gives you an actual phone number form field. So if you want a phone number in your Mautic form and you want it to be a really nice field where you can select the country for the country code and then validate that's an actual phone number and all that, there is a plugin for that.
Cool.
They actually charge you $50, but if that's valuable for you, then $50 should be
worth it.
Yeah. It's good looking anyway.
Yeah, talking about Kusmani, I think he now upgraded all of his, at least, official and open plugins from his website to Mautic 6. Mm. So I see them being updated to Mautic 7, not that far away, but at least they're now in Mautic 6. So if you out there use them, you can now use them in Mautic 6.
Yeah, that's not really new news. It's been like many, many months now.
Yeah.
But it's very... very impressive that he does it across the board for all of his plugins, and that's Yeah, example for everybody, I hope.
Yeah.
Well, while we're at that, what about custom objects? Our good friends at Acquia had this huge, super abstract functionality that we actually use in some projects.
True.
Are there in Mautic 6 too?
I don't think so yet. I've seen there was a release for Mautic 5 about roughly half a year ago, and it gets at least on GitHub updates here and there, the Mautic 5 tree, but I haven't seen a Mautic 6 one yet.
I think it's not even released for 5, right? They don't do releases. It's just
classic GitHub release. There's a brand which is called 5X, and there's a working version.
So good luck. Honestly, would you say, in your experience, I know you're playing around with it. What's your experience? Are you using it in production? Would you?
Not yet, because the main customer that I want to use it for is not yet on Mautic 5, but it will be in hopefully a month or two. So I'm quite hopeful that it will be stable. I've heard there is no community love given to the Mautic 5 release yet, so there might be some open PRs that aren't worked on yet. But
well, it sounds like rumors. So we don't really know.
We don't really know, no.
Okay. But I hope that client is on ELTS, right?
They are. For sure they are.
Okay, good. Okay, what else can we talk about? I think you had this full contact story, right?
Yeah, the full contact CRM plugin, which has been in Mautic forever, I feel like. I feel I've seen that since Mautic 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm.
But the old maintainer stopped working on it, so it's currently unmaintained. And if somebody out there still uses it actively, we would love to have a new maintainer of that plugin.
Yeah. So if you are using full contact CRM together with Mautic and plan to upgrade, maybe you want to take charge of that plugin yourself so it can be taken. Or you want to find someone, maybe even pay someone to maintain it properly and take it to the future. Otherwise, it's not going to be there.
Yeah. No maintainer, no feature.
Exactly. Okay, let's shift gears and talk about email just for a second. There's some big news from Microsoft, really.
Oh.
Yeah. Mostly known for, I want to send my email through Outlook's or Office 365. No longer possible. Not a good idea. But Microsoft now has an actual email service, an email service provider. Whatever. Yeah. So something like Amazon SES now from Microsoft. Very comprehensive. Obviously, no API support from Mautic yet, but you can of course send it through SMTP.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a Microsoft person or live in the Microsoft universe, or more importantly, your client is insisting on using Microsoft, now there finally is an option. It's called Microsoft Azure Communication Services. And we have a forum post on that as well, and the link is also in the show notes.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty excited how it's going to work, how good it's going to be, when we will see an integration with Mautic.
Yeah, maybe it's worth mentioning that over here at Leuchtfeuer, we're going a different way. We try to bring more clients on a Europe-based GDPR fulfilling email service provider, which has been pretty hard in the past, and that's called Scaleway. It's a French cloud provider. We do a lot of EC2 type platform as a service with them, but they also have an email offering. And as long as your email list is good, you have the opt-in and all, you can actually send it through them, and it works flawlessly so far. Right?
For now, pretty very positive.
Okay.
Yeah, talking about emails, Dirk from 20zen released a script for adjusting your email sending speed in accordance on your ESP rate limit, because a lot of the email service providers have a rate limit. Let's say you can send 80 emails per minute, And it's rather hard or new when coming to Mautic 5 because we now have a new table in which the emails get stored and queued, and it's not in spool anymore. So a lot of things changed, and Doc released a script which is pretty comprehensive, where you can say, okay, I only can send X emails per minute per second, and then you can stick to the ESP rate limits.
Yeah, like so many other things, this is really geeky stuff. If you are running your own Mautic instance and try to totally tweak it, or if you are running many instances for your clients, etc., you're definitely into stuff like that. If you just want to use Mautic, just ignore us. Maybe in that case there is something else for you, or at least a feature wish, right?
Yeah. Well, let's come a bit to the community part. I've seen there is a new feature wish popped up in the community by Carlo from Camuso, which is called add a round robin condition to Mautic, which is, to put it lightly and slightly, you have a condition that says, okay, 20% of people that come here go the left path and the other 80 go the right path, because currently you don't have a really smart way of, or easy way of, randomly sorting people in a campaign. You can look for IDs and if they're even and uneven and make 50-50 splits, but it's all a bit
hacky.
And it would be cool to have a feature which is more native to Mautic, where you can distinct people and randomly assort them in a campaign.
Yeah, and there are many cases where you want that. I know at least three times when in the past where I ran across that desire, I want to do some testing, I want to do like throttling, or maybe I actually...
A B-test focus items, I think we did that using...
Yeah, true, yeah. Or maybe there's just some sort of lottery where you want like 10 out of 100 to win your toy balloon. Whatever. Yeah, that's... That, and again, this is just a feature wish. You can find it in the forum and support it there if you like it. I have to admit I like it a lot. I would like to see a comprehensive solution for this, well, long-term wish of mine.
Oh, it already has my vote. So if it now gets yours, we are a couple more.
Yeah, and then one step further than a just feature wish, there is this notion of proposals.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually... submitted a proposal for a new DOI, double opt-in solution. And frankly, this is more for your information, because we are actively developing this proposal already. We have discussed it with 20 people in the past and got a lot of feedback and also incorporated that feedback. And now think it's really cool stuff, and I can't wait to show it to the world. Maybe on at Mauticon, I hope.
Maybe.
So. Oh, definitely, we will. So I don't want to go too deep into that, but the background is this is typical double opt-in. Like I fill in a form and I get an email. Please click here to confirm. That has been there. There have been like campaign tutorials.
There been?
Yeah, I think one is yours, no?
maybe.
There also is at least one plugin out for that. But everything's a little limited. So it's not only I want this email to come to my inbox immediately and not after a minute or 15, but it's also other things I want it to be flexible enough, and there's this situation, that situation. And there's nothing that... rules at all. And that is changing. I think our thing is super flexible, super powerful, and hopefully still very easy to use. And yeah, we're going to tell you more at Mauticon, I guess.
Show you more, tell you more.
Yeah. Okay. What else should we...
think that's dead for plugins?
Yeah, I think everybody's overwhelmed already anyway.
Yeah, then we have two more things we'd like to talk about. The first one is there... official Mautic certifications, which are coming up, which are in the makings, I'd say.
Exactly. You may remember that we had this tendering for certification providers. Mm. And, Accelerant were the ones who won that tendering. Yep. Congratulations. And they are very, very active, as they promised it would be. And of course, the community has to support that process. If nothing else, we need to make sure that the questions that they come up with are good, and we are behind the questions. We think it's the right thing. So questions are in three tracks. One is developers, one is integrators, one is marketeers.
Mm-hmm.
The development track is actually the first one, like a pilot. So that's where we are focusing on. And still we need people who do the quality assurance for each of those tracks. So there's going to be a closed group for developers, a closed group for integrators, a closed group for marketeers. Obviously, the questions must remain a secret, not float around. So whoever is part of that closed group will automatically be certified in that track.
Yeah, makes sense. Huh?
And I strongly believe that it's not going to be too hard work. Basically, others do the hard part, like come up with 50 questions and you look at the question, say, okay, this makes sense. I don't understand that. This should be rephrased and I have a new idea. How about that? So it's like that. And, if you are interested in supporting that, go to the certifications group in Slack. If you can't find the group, just give me a ping and I can help you out. Certifications. If nothing goes wrong, we'll be able to present this developer certification at Morticon.
No, Morticon.
Damn.
What is the Morticon? Have you heard about it?
Yeah. If you know the Morticast, then you know the Morticon, but this year it is different and you heard of that too. In November, early November, we have what we now call the Mautic World Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Basically consists of an in-person event in London on November 3rd. Oh, and 3rd and 4th, actually. And the online, the global part on November 6th and 7th. So there's going to be two tracks, two rooms in London and multiple tracks for online. For each, we need the talks, we need help, we need sponsors, and of course, we need visitors. The call for sessions or call for speakers is actually already over. So we have a good number of talks, but we still need more local language talks. So if you're interested in having a talk in whatever, in French, in Japanese, in German, and you name it, that is still possible. So also give me a ping and I can give you a link where you can still submit a talk within the next couple of days. And submitting a talk is not a big deal, really. It's just a brief description and a headline and some check boxes.
True, yeah.
Reach out and I'll get you in, if you like.
Provide the magic link.
Yeah. Honestly, that's still true for other talks as well. So if you say you're coming to London and there's some fantastic thing that you want to pitch or some other reason why you will think you would still like to submit your talk, I can probably help you out, but don't wait too long.
True.
And no promise. Good. And then, we also need people in the organization team, like we always do. We need sponsors. We already have good sponsors for everything from diamond down to bronze, and everything is welcome. Everything is also valuable. It's a good thing for you to get your message across, to have brand visibility, maybe to talk to clients, whatever, directly. But it's also like a fundamental thing to support this kind of events, to support the progress of the community and the product. And so we are always part of we always support conferences and sprints and stuff because we think it's such a good thing for Mautic. And if you like Mautic and if you rely on Mautic, you should support Mautic.
Also, a big plus of coming to London is that you can meet the actual hosts of the Modicast.
You mean you?
You and
yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, true. We're going with many people this year. London is going to be fantastic. It's a very nice venue with view to the Thames River.
Really, really good venue.
Yeah. And good talks as well, I know.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. And again, the social part there and in the evenings and the coffee and all that, that alone is worth it.
For sure.
Yeah. Good. So I hope we meet you there. Tickets are on sale too.
Yeah.
And check out the show notes. There's a ton of links there this time because there's such a lot of things to talk about. Next time again, we're going to focus on Mordic 7, talk about all those gems that are going to be in Mordic 7. It's going to be a huge step forward.
It is.
And I'm fine. Let's call it a day.
Call it a day. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time. If you have things that you would like to say, maybe we did a good job. Maybe you have improvements. Maybe you have regards. Feel free to reach out to us.
Yeah. Give us the ideas. And for now, thank you very much for listening. And
see you in soon. The next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.